What's up, guys? Dom here with another episode of Dom's Talk. Today we're talking about how movies and TVs and music has just more or less devolved into just everything is the same or just bad now. I'm here with Project and myself.
Yo.
We'll start.
What's good?
Whatever you want to talk about first. You want to talk about movies and TV or do you want to talk about
Let's talk about TVs first.
Yeah, TVs.
All right. I'll give you... okay, so cartoons, because you can really see it in cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
I think, because, well, we tried to get Clay on, and everything, that was a hoobla, but...
Did you say hoobla?
Hoobla.
Hoobla.
Never heard that one before.
Yeah. So, the OG Teen Titans, I don't know if you guys watched that, but that was, like, a masterpiece. Like, because you could really get invested in the story and connected with the characters and... stuff like that. Like, there was deeper meanings, lots of emotion and stuff like that. But more recently, you know, Teen Titans comes along and it's just bad.
Man!
Sheesh!
Alright. I mean, what do you think?
You
can go first, Project. You can go first.
No, I mean, I was just going, because I was trying to think of something.
Oh, I'll go then. With my opinion on the Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go situation, I think Teen Titans Go, when you're like looking at it, you never watched Titans before, is a good show. I went into Teen Titans Go like when I was like 10 or 11, not knowing. Actually, when did Teen Titans Go come out?
Like 2013, I think, yeah. Or 2016, something like that.
Yeah, it was actually... Okay, so I was about what, like
2013?
Like, yeah, 2013 it came out, so that's like 8 years ago.
You were like 2 years old.
I was about like 12. Yeah, like 12, 13, or 11 around that time. And, you know, I go into the show and I'm going to Teen Titans. I never watched Teen Titans before. I went into the show Teen Titans Go. And I was like, oh, it's interesting. It's a show that doesn't really need a story because it kind of just captures you in 15 minutes. But as, you know, obviously you grow up, the shows that you watched, I watched Teen Titans. I watched them at my dad's house. I was like, you know, I'm interested in Teen Titans. I didn't watch all of it. I would say the first episode alone was better than all these Titans Go combined, in my opinion. The first episode was honestly very good to me. And that's obviously with me growing up. I feel like the show is based, focused on kids enjoying it. They don't really care about having a story because if it makes money, it doesn't really matter what it's about.
I just say they're lazy.
Yeah.
Just lazy.
They're pretty lazy for doing stuff
that. It's like, because you go, like, and I'll give credit where credit is due. Teen Titans Go had some pretty good episodes. And some pretty good stories.
Fourth wall, by the way.
The fourth wall was a good episode. The Night Begins to Shine, all those episodes, I thought that was like really good.
I did like that. A little
cool music and stuff like that. That was huge. And I thought that was really good. But what I didn't like is, I don't, you guys probably didn't see the movie, but there was Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. Yeah. I saw that one.
They get the OG Teen Titans with the normal, the Teen Titans Go now. And it's like, to me, at least, like, it is a cool callback, I guess. But to me, that's like the biggest slap in the face because I know that just proves that they can still animate the OG Teen Titans and they just choose not to.
Because they want to give you the middle finger.
I mean, no, because, like, okay, I mean, like, why? Again, so what I kind of said earlier, but like, what's the point of really, you know, making that if you can just make money off of making a kid's version of it? You know,
brand
I mean?
New IP, yeah.
Yeah.
It's money, I mean, based now at this point.
But it's like
what Marcel said.
You know, but it's not even just with the Teen Titans. It's like with I'm going to use mostly, I'm not going to use Disney Channel. Well, I don't want to use Disney Channel because I can't give a lot of examples.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to use Cartoon Network as a more as a big example is that a lot of cartoons nowadays, it's like they're different stories, obviously, but it's like it's all the same thing. It's just a bunch of loud nonsense and no actual story. Like shows, okay, like I'll use Nickelodeon too. Shows like Danny Phantom, you don't have anything great like that anymore. Something that was goofy and stuff like that, but also had a pretty good story.
Fish Hooks
and captured you.
What? Fit, shut up. Don't mention
Fish
that.
Fish Hooks is good.
It's good, but you interrupted Dom talking.
No, Fish Hooks, I thought
he ended his sentence. I ended it with Fish Hooks.
I get it.
Fish Hooks was good too. But, like, you know, Fish Hooks is like, that normal. That's just like a normal.
No, I feel like Fish Hooks was like that one show that still had the goofiness of being for kids, but it was still good enough for the older fan base to enjoy.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a good blend. That's why, you know, it's iconic.
I don't know what that word means. What does iconic mean?
Iconic?
Iconic. Yeah, I'm going to look it up. relating to or of the nature of an icon. Language is not in general. That does not make any sense for what you guys use.
Okay, no. Iconic is like how, well, I'm just going to use Overwatch Genji, how his blade is iconic to him. Like, it's famous. He's famous for that.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got you.
So, not the car. All
right.
So, I have the whole list of Cartoon Network shows. And so, you have from 2010, or no, I'll give you from my when I was born.
Hold on. Before we do that, I'll be right back. Give me like, I don't know, 2 minutes. No. Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back. I gotta get something.
This dude's about to go put his. I ain't gonna say that. Never mind.
Okay.
So,
while we wait,
just continue. Just continue. Boom. I'll be back in 1 minute.
This is sponsored by Skillshare. Cut that out. Cut that out. Don't get us reported and banned. And
okay, so. We'll just continue until he comes back. So, Marcel, you might not have heard all of these, but I'll just list them. So, from 2003 to, I'm going to give it to 2013, you have shows like, you know, the OG and Teen Titans. Before 2003, 1996 to 2002, Courage the Cowardly Dog, Regular Show, Adventure Time, and The Amazing World of Gumball. All those shows, you know, they were goofy in their own regards, but they were still like Courage the Cowardly Dog alone. Like, that was pretty dark, if I'm gonna be honest. There were some pretty dark episodes, but it was chill and it was like just fun to watch, you know.
I mean, that show that caught my eye there was probably Adventure Time or Regular Show, because I mean,
that's true.
Both of those shows started off pretty chill, and then like towards the end, it really started kicking out of nowhere. Regular Show was already right off the gate, because even though it said Regular Show, it wasn't at all.
It wasn't regular.
But it was kind of, you know, that was kind of like the point of it. It was just super ironic. It's like, oh yeah, this is a regular show, but they didn't know when there is. And then it kind of, you know, became even more irregular towards the end. And
The ending, that's how you give a show with no story some actual story. Because it totally happened. That literally went from no story and then to season 8. It dropped little hints, and then the build up from season 9 to season 10, that were like the last seasons, there was an actual story and everything was awesome.
All right, and I'm back.
That's just how you do it. Project, you've seen Regular Show?
Right? Never.
Really? You've never seen Regular Show? Mm. That's
I've never
you seen Adventure Time?
I've never watched Cartoon Network.
Okay.
I was a Disney XD fan.
Okay, no, then I can give some examples from Disney XD as well. But Codenames Kid, I know you probably haven't seen it. I'm just really talking to Marcel with this one. But stuff like Ninjago, obviously. It was pretty good until recently. I don't like what stuff is coming out now. Ed, Edd n Eddy, amazing. Ended greatly. And Codename Kids Next Door, that was awesome.
I mean, who wouldn't know that one, man? Who would not know that one? You have to know that one.
Yeah, I was more of a Disney
Clarence,
boy.
Clarence, you know. Oh, okay, I'll give it a Johnny Test. Johnny Test was really good. I love Johnny Test.
What about Kim Possible?
Kim Possible?
That was a good one.
Why'd you mention Kim Possible out of nowhere?
I mean, he said he's more Disney. More, so.
I never watched Cartoon Network.
What a generic kid. I wish Disney. No, I'm kidding.
Bro, shut up. I never really watched TV at all. Like overall, I just never watched it. So when I did, I didn't have Cartoon Network like in the cable thingy. I had only Disney XD, and then like the little baby Disney channel where I had like the baby stuff. That's literally all I had. So most of it was just Disney. I didn't watch like Regular Show, the Amazing Gumball. I didn't watch I didn't watch the, what was his name, the Jake dog, Jake and Finn. Adventure Time. I never watched those.
Okay, so I have some Disney XD shows, and let's see. So, have you seen, hold on, let me scroll back up. Have you seen Pickle and Peanut? No, that's probably too recent. Yeah, it's too recent. Okay, have you seen, I'm just getting the big one out of the way. Have you seen Gravity
Falls?
Yes,
sir!
Okay, and so is, I'm guessing Marcel.
Dude, that's like the biggest show I've ever watched.
Yeah. Besides that, like, show, you know, even today, that show is a masterpiece. Like, still being talked
it's
about.
It's a masterpiece, dude. I swear.
It really is. And it's really sad because there's only, what, 3 seasons?
Yeah, and then...
And people still want it.
Season 4.
It could come back. It could come back anytime. But should it? And why I say should it is because, obviously, if they do bring it back for season 4... they could just mess it up.
Mm-hmm. I feel like with some shows, like, they'd have to not worry about like the current stereotype, because with how like people kind of go on with online, if there's something wrong in the show, it's gonna go trending on Twitter asking for a cancel. it doesn't matter what it is or how it is. It can be the dumbest thing. They can be like blood in the show and be like, oh, you'll cancel Gravity Falls. The show is not made for kids. It's racist. Like, it doesn't make any sense. They just like throw words in your mouth sometimes.
Yeah. Project, have you seen, this is like a live action, but have you seen My Babysitter's a Vampire?
Oh, I think I remember. If I look up a picture, I might remember.
Here, I'll put a picture in the Discord right now.
My Babysitter's a Vampire.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, just look it up. I can't.
My cousin used to be in love with that show. And that one, and also...
No, okay. This one I didn't watch. No,
oh, you didn't watch it? But, okay, I will say this generation of, like at least these live-action shows with... you probably haven't... This is more like... This is like a small show. Wolfblood. I think this came out on Disney XD too. But Wolfblood, Vampire Diaries, and shows like them. Not saying that, like, all of them... I don't even mean just supernatural shows. I meant just like live action shows in this era. Not even like just Disney XD, like Victoria, Sam and Cat, and iCarly, Drake and Josh, just to name a few. Those shows were fun to watch. Nothing was really forced. Or,
where did it all go wrong? You know,
something was awkward. So it's like
the money.
You don't have to. You could actually just watch it and just be chill, but nowadays I can't even, like, most live action shows just make me upset, especially when they're coming from like Disney or stuff like that, because everything feels
it makes me bored watching. It's just boring. Like, there's literally nothing to it that's different. Like,
I think Hey Jesse, besides like
Jesse was good. That was good.
Yeah, besides like some like adult shows that I watch. When I say adult shows, I mean, like shows that just get more serious about things. Besides some of those, like, I don't really enjoy watching live action like shows that are meant for like my demographic.
I feel like they're 50-50. They're either a hit or a miss. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Like there was one. What was it called? It was something about a king. Yeah. Like these two dudes. They were like on an island.
Two kings. I think that's.
They were on the island, and then it was like a show. Wait,
two kings,
I think. Is that what's called?
Maybe? Hold on, let me.
Yeah, but that was a good show. I loved it. It was really good. It was funny, you know. Pair of kings. That was good.
Yeah.
I loved the intro too. The intro was a banger.
Do you remember not Kicking It? Do you remember The Sweet Life of Zack?
I remember Kicking It and Sweet Life of Cody. Those were, oh my god.
Have you seen Slug?
Yes, Slug Zero. Oh my god, that was such a good one.
I don't think Marcel has seen it. Have you seen it?
I've seen a bit of it, but never really caught my eye. So
Slug Terra was
I think Slug Terra was opportunity
missed.
And I say that because how many seasons?
It probably got like 3 seasons.
Oh, one season. Oh, it got 6 seasons. Never mind.
I think it was the ending.
I just think that Slug Terra had a shot at being up there with the greats. And when I say the greats, I mean something like Yu-Gi-Oh or Pokemon. Pokemon, because it's like, well, yeah, the premise or whatever is kind of generic, but like I actually really
I'm up to disagree. Like, it wasn't generic really at all.
No. I don't mean the show. When I say the premise, I mean people getting little monsters together and fighting them. That's basically like Bakugan, Yu-Gi-Oh. Well, not Yu-Gi-Oh, but like Bakugan, Digimon, and Pokemon. You know, that's already been done.
Like, yeah, but I like the twist of it being in a gun, basically. That's kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
But the generic part of it,
yeah, but
that's what he's trying to tell you.
But it's like going through watching Pokemon for the first time all over again. There's like different slugs and everything. And they come out like different guns. It's just so cool.
It's like Project doesn't have a brain.
No. What he's saying is right, but I do.
No, I'm just saying what I saw when I first saw it. I was like, yo, I saw Pokemon. I didn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh, but I saw Pokemon, and then I watched Slugterra. Like, holy shit, this is actually like good. Like, I like it. It's like Pokemon, but like fresh, something fresh and different.
Something, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong about liking something that's generic, but
it makes it generic. It's not that. It's just that I don't want to see something that has like I don't want to see something that's been done 1,000 times with nothing making it special. That's my only thing. And then, have you seen, obviously, but have you seen Labyrinth?
Hell,
I
love Labyrinth. Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of it.
That is actually a good show. I loved it.
It is good.
I think probably season 4 was the worst one. Worst season? The Bionic Island? Mm. I think that's where it started going downhill. And then to the what was it called? The other show, the superheroes. Lee Force. I think that's where.
Yeah, I never.
It saw was. That. It was kind of mixed. It was good, but it was also pretty bad.
I just remembered there was in 2013 there was a Pac-Man show.
Oh yeah, the Pac-Man show. I remember that.
It was.
I watched that one actually. I watched that one when it came out.
I enjoyed it. I only really watched it because you know Pac-Man.
Paku.
What about
Wizards of Waverly Place? That was actually good. But now that I go back and watch the intro, it's kind of corny.
So some of these shows, like if you go back and watch, it's really corny.
I just saw that green screen on the intro, dude. I was like when I was before I even clicked on the intro on YouTube, I was thinking, wow, I remember this show. I love the intro because it looks so looks so cool and magical. And then when I actually watched it, like holy. The green screen on this. Jesus, dude. I was like,
This is what I watched,
huh? This is what I watched. I was like, damn. Yeah.
I hope you've seen this. Have you seen, let me make the title bigger. Have you seen Randy?
Oh my God. That was actually the best one. That's the one that I watched every episode. Every single episode I watched. Oh my God. That was literally the one that I always watched. There's never a day that I missed a Randy Cunningham episode.
I love ninjas. You know this, the Genjin Overwatch. But like that was just so cool because you don't really see ninjas in mainstream.
Exactly, dude.
And the show itself was actually
I liked it, dude. The humor, like the whole concept of the ninja, it was just so cool. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen? I don't know if I'm pronouncing. It's like
Kwiatkowski. Yep, that's what I watched when I couldn't go to sleep.
Well, my mom knows how much I used to watch that show. Like, I loved it so much.
I remember the intro.
Like, it was just the intro.
Kwiatkowski, kick, Kwiatkowski, kick. God, your shows are good.
Oh, now I'm sad. So I had a tab open on the Pair of Kings because you were talking about it. And then one of the frequently asked questions was, why was it canceled? And it's because, or it's rumored to have ended because Mitchell Musso was pulled from the show. Disney removed former Hannah Montana star after he was arrested for a DUI in 2011.
Sad, dude.
That's unfortunate.
Really good show.
Mm-hmm. It was. But anyway, have you seen Dog in the Block?
One. I didn't really like it, to be honest.
That was just more of a, like, to me, like, thinking back on it, like, back then, I thought that was, like, the best show ever. But when I look at it, like, that's just one of the shows where you just sit down and relax, too. And I actually watched, like, I watched a lot of that with my mom.
I honestly didn't even like it. I just thought it was mid. I think it was mid. You know? I thought it was like, okay, it's a show. It's not great, but it's a little bad because it's not really my type of, you know, show. But something I can still watch it, but it's just that it's not my purpose.
I feel bad because Marcel is just sitting here.
What I'm going about? Twitter right now, bro. I've zoned out. I zoned out from you guys.
Wait, have any of you seen the Iron Man Adventures?
I was.
This is like when Iron Man. He's like a teenager instead of like just an adult, but he's still Iron Man. It's like a bit.
No, I watched the Spider Man one.
All the Spider Mans back then.
No, I watched the animated series. I think it was like 2011.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
Spectacular
Spider Man, Amazing Spider Man. Like, yeah, those were great. I love Spectacular Spider Man.
I didn't watch the Iron Man one.
Oh, I'm sad. Well, I mean, like, we can just go on about, like, all of these shows. Like, have you seen anything of Ben 10? I know Marcel has.
No, actually, I saw a meme, but that's pretty much it. I know that he has a watch that transforms him into, like, aliens or something. A stopwatch.
Okay. Here, okay, I'm gonna send you, look in the Discord, right? I'm gonna give you a picture of what Ben 10 looks like now.
I know you got botched.
There we go.
In the new season, I know you got botched.
Yeah. Wait, where is, okay, look in the Discord. That's what he looks like now. Wait, what? Oh, there
you
go.
Oof.
Pretty,
I remember the old one.
That's the word.
That's a big botch right there.
You right? Can't even say that that's good. And then, you know, I sent you the 2020 first, and then I sent you the 2010. The 2010 just looks better.
True. They did the Teen Titans treatment.
Yeah. I'm surprised there wasn't a goat. Like, when I first saw it, like, a trailer for it, I was really surprised there wasn't, like, a goat next to it. Have you seen, what am I trying to say? Do you know anything about Thundercats?
You gotta send me a picture of that. I mean, the name rings a bell, but I don't know if I watched it. Thundercats. I watched a show where it was about like a duck and a turtle and like a hamster, and they're like superheroes. They went around the world. Yeah, Wonder Pets. I like that one. Huge. I didn't watch this one.
Okay, so look in the Discord, right? No. You didn't see it, right? But okay, so the picture that I sent you, the last one, so you have the original. You know, it was pretty old art style. It's looking pretty, a little weird, I will say, but it looks pretty cool. The second one, that was more in like the OG Teen Titans era of animation. That was awesome. And then the last one is what we have now.
I mean, there is... They're getting simplified.
Like, I don't understand. Everything's just like meme-y now.
Yeah, I think it's just that type of art style that people think it's the cheapest and easiest.
I don't think it's cheap or easy. It's the fact that it gets you money.
Kids will get like kids will get excited for basically anything, but. I don't know, like, when the disconnect happened, but instead of giving kids, like, actual story-based stuff and, like, powerful and awesome things, nowadays, it's just bright colors.
It started happening around when, like, Teen Titans Go came out. After, when I saw that show come out.
What I mean by I don't know when it happened, I mean, when did stuff stop getting good?
Like, I think kids just got more dumber, to be honest. I think the whole generation. I think the whole generation just got dumber.
Because that sentence.
No, I grew up. I grew up with the old stuff. All right.
So why are you saying?
Because the kids these days are getting more dumber.
More dumber.
Dumber and Dumber. Okay, the movie.
Whatever. Okay. But speaking about Wonder Pets and stuff like that, where did shows like that
down go? To
like
history?
Like shows like okay, I will like most okay, at least
all those things, yeah.
Wildcrats. Early Blues Cruise, Wildcrats, to an extent, My Little Pony.
Don't judge me. I had a friend in middle school who literally was obsessed with My Little Pony, like no cap. Mm-hmm. He had like fucking collections and everything. He'd bring them to class.
Jeez.
Oh my god, that's such a good one. Yo Gabba Gabba. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Like now I understand like all that stuff was stupid, but still like
ooh,
it's just good.
Have you seen these two shows? All right, the other one was called Puka. Puka?
Huh?
Yeah. Puka. I think it was like Puka Love or something like that. But it's about this girl, she likes this like ninja guy and they have to like defeat evil dudes, I forgot, but it was a good show.
Oh, Pucca.
Puka. That one.
Oh yeah. No, I didn't see this. I know what this is because I've seen clips of it, but
I watched like one episode and I just fell in love, dude. But unfortunately I didn't watch all of it because I mean I think my cable went out if I remember. So I wasn't able to watch it. But that one and Ni Hao Kai Lan.
Yeah.
Ni Hao Kai Lan. That was a banger, dude. That's a straight banger.
I'm watching Ni Hao Kai Lan right now, bro.
Listen to the intro for Puka. Listen to that is such a slapper, dude. I swear. You won't regret it. It's a slapper. It, dude. The Puka intro is so good. The ninja. It's so good.
All right. There we just heard a little bit of public singing for you. Let's go. All right. I think, have we covered everything that we wanted to say about cartoons?
We did TV and shows.
All right, then we'll talk about movies just a little bit because I don't think any of us are like straight movie buffs where we just watch everything in existence. But I really like they kind of gotten good, but like I really just hate.
I actually changed my opinion on that. I'm up to disagree. I think that I
don't mean project. I don't mean
what do you mean?
I mean,
oh, those two. I mean,
really?
Wait.
Besides the two,
I don't say that they're. I say they have potential. I feel like the new ones coming out have potential. Like,
I mean, you see how much hype is around the new Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Like
every trailer.
The Sonic count is live action. I think it does. Yeah, was the one movie that turned the tide for everything. I think that has potential. I think it's always had potential.
Bro, I want the original. I want the original
Sonic.
The one of like a raccoon.
No, so they, the one where he like where the Sonic looked like really bad because I could just laugh through the entire movie.
I think it was worth the change. I think it was worth.
Yeah, I mean,
it definitely did. It actually did.
No, I won't even say just to, for live action video game movies. I'll say for live action anime movies. Some of them are pretty good. I really like the Bleach live action. But then you have things like the Death Note live action.
To be honest, I didn't even hate the Death Note live action.
But it's like just certain things is just question.
I was just confused. Like, what the hell are they doing? Yeah. I think that's just my reaction to it. Like, what are they doing? What?
Yeah.
this wasn't in the anime or the, I don't think, the manga.
What I don't like, and I know now we're getting back into our anime discussion, which I probably should have brought up yesterday or whenever we posted that. But what I don't like is when an anime or an anime movie won't adhere or, I guess, follow the same things that its predecessor did. So, like, I'll use Gamigakyo, for example. Nobody, at least anybody that I know, nobody liked the ending for the anime because after, like, episode, I want to say 4 or 5, maybe even 3, it just stopped following the manga. Like, half of the main cast and side characters just died because they just died. Like, it was an anime-only thing. And that, and sometimes anime-only things can be pretty cool, but that, like, that, this, a decision like that is just very questionable. Like, why?
To be honest, I think, I actually like the ending for Akame ga Kill. Because I feel like it's one of those animes that just, it did something different. It didn't give you the happy ending. It gave you something bittersweet. I like those bittersweet endings.
I guess.
All right.
Project, you like Veto of Healing.
Yeah.
Shut up. You like all types of crew stuff, bro.
Okay. Your point being?
All right.
That so, your opinion is incorrect.
Why are we fighting? I mean, Marcel, you've been quiet. Because
you guys like, never mentioned me in anything. That's why.
Because we've just been going off each other.
Every time I tried, you guys started talking over me immediately. I tried hopping in three times. You guys tried to talk over me instantly.
I didn't hear you at all. I didn't hear you go,
Look back in the recording. Every time I try talking, it's just, yo, I did that.
Hop on in. The water's fine now. The water's fine now. Hop on in.
No, because Marcel's crying.
My piece is so far back at this point. It's I just don't want to be.
All right, let's let Marcel talk. He's crying about it.
Nah, I can't. It happened like 10 minutes.
No worries. Okay.
All right. Then I'll let Marcel spearhead this next topic. The decline of certain genres of music.
Okay.
Rap, hip hop, trash. I don't like it no more. Some of it's good, but most of it is just straight whack. A good amount of it is just generic, the most generic stuff ever. The beats are the same. They have the same 808 pattern. It's either boom, clap, boom, boom, clap, or something super slow. It's so generic, man. And maybe it's just me, but like all the music is just to like be just a bunch of show beasts. They want to just play on shows, have fun with it. There's nothing actually like really interesting.
I think that's mainstream music, like mainstream hip hop.
I mean, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like fucking like Lil Baby and like I don't know this Da Baby, Lil Tracy and like these.
I mean, I like some.
I don't like any of them.
Music. I haven't heard of Lil Baby or Lil Tracy. What I will say is, I just don't like how rap has just, in my opinion, rap is going down. It's not really going up because you can only have so many unique songs before everything just sounds like literally.
I think it's slowly falling like, to its demise.
I like the old rap. Well, in this case, I'm going to give two examples. I'm going to use Eminem as an example, all right? Old Eminem, it was awesome.
It's old.
Something pretty new. It was creative. It was insane. But new Eminem, I still love it. He's still spitting flames and bars on the tracks, bro. And it's still good. See, that's an example of like something going good. But you can't like, because most of the rap game now is like young artists and stuff like that. And every single thing just sounds the same. And I don't like that. Like, I like stuff like T.I. Like, back in the day, man, it was amazing. I haven't heard any of his newest music, but he was pretty good. And even in, like, I think it was 2016 when Fetty Wap got the songs out that best summer ever.
That was a banger, to be honest.
That was good. Like, that was just a vibe. Yeah. And it's like, where did all that go?
The new generation kind of just turned it to doo-doo.
I mean, they saw one thing working. Why not just do it?
That's what I mean. Like, rap used to be, like, and I know there's not, like, I know there's multiple, like, genres of rap, you know? But now all of they, like, I guess what? It would be called murder rap. I don't know. But, like, that's like, the only type of rap I hear now. Like, rap used to be, like, really poetic. And
but I shoot a bow in the space.
And it just, like, got feeling.
But I don't know what else. I don't rap, so I can't really make a bar out of
it. I think that, I'm going to be honest, I don't like the old rap. You know, like, the 90s that much. But I do feel like the new mainstream just doesn't compare to the old. It just straight up doesn't compare.
Yeah,
like exactly. I don't know. It's just something about it. It's just kind of doo doo.
It's sad to see something like that go. Cause rap used to be before I found the greatness rock music has in store for me. I'm sorry, but like I listen to like almost every genre of music. I listen to anime openings. I listen to. To
you know what though? Same. I listen to every genre. Jazz. True. Same for me. I listen to classical music sometimes. I listen to every genre except for country. Fuck country. Country's not. It's not a good genre. It never will be.
It never will be.
It shouldn't exist. It shouldn't be in this world.
Listen. If there is someone out there for every person, I mean, yeah, if there's someone out there for you specifically and you find them, there's also going to be that music out there for you specifically and you'll find it. Some people like country. I like some country.
You hate country?
Oh, no. Okay, rock music, yeah. Rock music and certain other genres of music just bring that emotion out of you. Like, I love rock music, man. I lost my voice a couple of months ago.
Yeah, but I think the genre died a little bit. Like, I don't really listen. Yeah.
There's no more mainstream, in my opinion, there's no more mainstream rock music anymore.
I think the only time you hear it is through anime openings. Like, just straight up. That's the only time you're ever going to hear rock. That's like the... Like you don't like hear any more rock songs on the radio. You listen to
that's so true.
Listen to Drake like what's his name? Kodak Black or some rappers. Like that's literally it that you have on the radio. Yeah. You don't listen to any, you know, you have access to rock music. It's just absolute.
Yeah. And you don't have, like, I'm going to say some, like, mainstream examples, and then I'm going to say some, like, when I say underground, it's just, like I'm sure most of these that I'm going to say aren't underground, but to me, they're a little underground because, like, I haven't heard people actually, like, bring them up in a conversation. But, like, people, okay, so, like, the mainstream ones, people like 3 Days Grace, My Chemical Romance, Falling in Reverse. You know, they're Imagine like, Dragons. You don't hear them anymore, you know? Imagine Dragons. Skillet.
You mean Skrillex? Skrillex?
Starset.
Oh, Skillets. I think you said Skrillex, and you said it wrong.
Yeah. For obvious reasons, you know, some of these we won't hear because they either split up or, like, none of them do music anymore. Well, that's the same thing, but, you know, The Offspring, you know, you have these awesome things, Linkin Park, and it's just like, you know, where did they go? Do they just like, how did that just die? Like this whole breed of they're bands gone. And stuff like
reduced to atoms,
just died off. They're just gone. And then you have people like Alkaline Trio, Nofex. Well, Nofex is still relevant today. Thousand Foot Crunch. Fear and Loathing Las Vegas. Well, no, that's more anime stuff. leader, ashes, ashes remain. Like, there's just like a bunch. Like, I have a whole playlist that I, you know, that I listen to. And some of these, it's like lesser known. That's why it's called an underground. Or just like, they just died out. Like, they're just not there anymore. And it's like, what happened?
They don't make much money, I don't think.
It's just, I feel like it just gets, it gets outshined by something else that is constantly devolving. Instead of, like, when I say outshined by something else, I mean something like rap or hip hop. You don't, yes, you hear those songs that make like the Billboard Top 100, which I don't even think are honestly true.
They're whack.
I feel like they are, like, in a sense, rigged. I'm not saying every award show is rigged, but I don't, like, half of the things that I see in the Top 100 are just
Grammys.
Like, why? Well,
didn't
I don't
you think, who won the Grammys?
Some right? Bum.
I don't know.
Like, literally every time the Grammy goes on, it's just some weird bum wins the award. Like, who are you? What did you do? Why are you here? Who are you?
I wasn't someone relevant. Macklemore, that's who won, I think, one of the best albums of 2020. That didn't make no sense.
I didn't even... Okay, before I even say anything bad about Macklemore, I liked his old music.
Oh, like, that's the dude. I was trying to remember who that was.
Like, it's not a random.
Yeah, I think it was Thrift Shop. What else? Well, there was a Can't Hold Us. Oh, I forget the name of that song. But he had, like, some pretty good songs.
Yo, 2012 vibes. 2012 vibes.
And that was
good. LMFAO. Oh my god. Yeah. I think they disbanded. They disbanded. Go?
Like, all these.
Yeah, if I remember.
Really? Speaking of my bad to cut you off. Speaking of this bandit though, unfortunately, this happened like a little while ago, but Daft Punk disbanded. And I was so sad.
It's not really that sad because I mean they haven't made music in like 7 years, dude.
That's why they didn't make it. I mean, like, it, no matter what, it's gonna be sad. Like, they're the ones who kind of made EDM, what it is. They're like a pioneer. Not pioneer. Yeah, pioneers. Screw it. Yeah, I'll say that. They're the pioneers of it. It wouldn't be as good or as efficient as it is if they weren't even a thing. Like,
I mean, Project, they were.
I know they were. Relevant, though, they,
like, still today. Because The Weeknd did a
I know, but like I'm talking about like, big songs, like, you know, like how they used to have their big hits, like, you know, we don't really see them making any more big hits, like major collabs or anything like that. I think it was just like a couple collabs, and that was pretty much it they did for like a couple years. Yeah, I mean, like, where's the music? We're trying to hear more Daft Punk. And then we just hear they're gone. I'm like, damn, god damn, man. Hey, but at least we have Gorillaz though. They still here.
That's it. True. Yeah, see, like, their second biggest song was with when they did the song for Get Lucky. Yeah, and then their fourth biggest song, at least this is by Spotify. I'm not saying this is factual. But their fourth biggest song was Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, which was later remixed with, I think it was Kanye or Jay-Z? I forget which one. I sound like such
a nerd right now.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is, but yeah.
Interesting.
Doofus. Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah, I'm a doofus, bro.
Doofus. It's incorporated.
Oh, Gorillaz. I have to give MVP to Electric Music too.
Not Electric Music, just like music like that. Dubstep has really stepped up its game since it got
popular. It got popular way before that.
Yes, it has.
Popular way before that.
It got popular in like 2012. It didn't get popular. It got popular in like 2014.
I think that's
because that was when Skrillex existed.
I just heard a lot of.
Yo, I'm getting
2016. Skrillex existed in 2013.
I'm remembering the Skrillex songs from 2013, dude.
What I will say though, some artists
have, but some other artists, if you want to go into example, Virtual Riot, Barely Alive. Some of the mainstream ones, Virtual Riot even made an energy drink, which is a song I'm pretty sure everyone here knows. Like, they're kind of whack now. I'll say this. Barely Alive has sucked up his game from this past songs that he's made, like last year, 2018. But like, Virtual Riot low-key just fell down a hole where he's trying to get his style back, which he is, but it's taken a while. And that's what like every artist right now, because I listen to it. I'm a loser when it comes to that. And I'm saying that with full confidence that almost every artist that used to be amazing is just super generic now. They had the same type of style, same build up, same drop with the kick, the snare, then kick, then snare.
It's like
it's called the survival of the fittest. Only the strong survive.
And I mean, obviously, in that case.
I mean, Marcel, I feel like you already know the two people I'm about to bring up, and they're. One of them was
very Before that, what's your favorite Skrillex song?
Faded out, but he is.
I don't like Skrillex. Yeah, like me neither.
I was just asking if y'all knew.
Oh my god!
All right, so Marcel, can you guess who do you want to bring?
Wait, hold on. Let me guess. Trap City. Not Trap City.
What? No, shit. Mute your mic.
Oh, I know. The baby.
All right, go on, Dom.
All right, okay. So no, okay. But listen. While Marshmello, at least I haven't heard anything yet, and that's on my part because I haven't gone and looked at it. But back in the day, with songs like "Alone," I think Marshmello hit it out of the park with "Alone." That was like probably his best song. But with songs like that, like he was really popular like back then. He still is. He's pretty popular back in the day. Mm-hmm. He rose a little bit with the Fortnite collab. That was awesome. But like I haven't heard him like nowadays. He's doing he's doing music with other people.
He made a record deal recently with he made an album on it with somebody else named Papa Khan, and oh my god, the album was amazing. I love Papa Khan before I even heard it, but my god, he like really proved his style. You'll listen to it later, but I loved it. But with Marshmello, Marshmello's been kind of he hasn't been doing too much music. He has been kind of just helping others make music.
Yeah, his last like big.
But I'm gonna be real, like. I obviously never did because his style was super just whack to me. I never liked him. His style, it was never hype. Like that snare and all the drops were like after Alone hit off. It sounded like the same drop at, like again with the next song. I forgot the next. What's the next song that he made? I'm gonna look it up. After Happier, he made.
I forgot what it was called.
Not Happier. Alone. My bad. Alone, like, he made song.
Alone, okay.
To be honest, I think that's just his style. I'm surprised that he didn't go down already. I'm surprised that he's not like done.
But when you make a style, it needs to. You can still have a style, but then change it. He didn't.
Marcel, when you get a chance, you should listen to "You and Me" by Marshmello. That was made a little bit after, but I think the song you're thinking of is probably "Moving On." Moving on, it was okay. Like Marshmello is just that something that hasn't it was great back then, and he hasn't fizzled out yet because he's not it's making his own music as frequently as he used to. He's still popular and relevant to be doing big collabs with
others. Bro, literally, my nephew, every time he plays Fortnite, he just equips a Marshmello skin every match. So I mean, yeah, literally
every match. Okay, and then I will say, back in the day.
Oh my god,
it is. Faded, bro. I think that's his most.
Yo, can we just start a band already? Can we start a band already?
He was awesome.
I'll be the drummer. Someone.
Oh yeah.
All right, fine. I'll play bass.
I have a tom drum in my bedroom.
Marcel, do you want to be singer or guitar?
You understand that I play the cello. I play cello and violin,
but you don't play them good, bro.
Who's not gonna play them good? I have a story. I remember one time.
Freestyle right now.
I went up to my art teacher.
No, what? Violent freestyle.
What I can't even finish my story. You guys interrupt me. Project.
I need that violin freestyle. Come on.
I don't have a violin on me.
Continue.
Okay. Anyway.
Continue, Marcel. Okay, continue.
I'm on Alan Walker's Spotify page, and he's still relevant. He gets about like his monthly listeners are still in the millions. He's at 23 million monthly listeners. And like he actually just came out with an album. Oh, never mind. It's a new song, and then the rest of the album is just remixes of other artists like him. Like Rehab.
Those are the type of albums I don't like.
When I look at Alan Walker, I instantly think of Faded, because he wouldn't think of Faded. But with Alan Walker, his music is a lot better than people, you know, kind of say it is. Like, oh, I know Walker. I know Alone was it good, is? But I mean, Faded, my bad. I don't know, Faded was good, but he's made some also very good songs. I don't really think of some off the top of my head, but he's made Alone. Lily was also pretty good, in my opinion. On My Way, I liked. Ignite was also a good one. Like, there, he made awesome. And Sing Me to Sleep was another one too. He's made so many good songs, mm-hmm. but these songs don't get as much recognition because Alone exists. Not Alone.
They don't.
Faded exists.
Faded exists. There's about like a million.
All those songs are still getting relevance though, but he made a song, a remix called In Your Arms with Illenium, and my God, that song was amazing. I loved it. But that thing only has like 9 million listens. And yes, that might seem like a lot, but comparing it to this guy, like Alan Walker gets like a lot. Like he gets like 40 million, 30 million, 50 million. The dude, they didn't even get 10 million yet on his remix. And it's like the recognition that I should be there isn't there.
And you know what? I don't know if like I can't really, because I haven't, in terms of branding and how they're putting themselves out there for different types of music, I haven't seen Marshmello really evolve from what he was after Alone. But you can see like Alan Walker has gone through like so many different phases. And he has, it's like a story while watching an Alan Walker music video. And like when I say a story, obviously almost every music
with every video song
is like a story, but like there's like really something.
There's there. A story. There's like one piece of the puzzle put in exactly. with every song that comes out.
Yeah. It's like for him, he has like these, one of his albums is A Different World. And I think like all of his older music or most of his older music is in there. And then he has like more albums. They're not on Spotify for some reason though. But like he's just really, he's grown from what he used to be. And it's like,
yeah, that's awesome. It's a good example to look at two artists that, you know, blew up off of one song. And we can see how both of them kind of changed. I mean, they both changed for the better, but I still like Alan Walker's music after like 5 years of me listening to it. And with Marshmello, I never liked it. I like a few of his songs. The only reason I like a few of his songs though, because he collabed with like an artist named Sudden Death, and they were good. But it was literally just Sudden Death just carrying Marshmello through the whole track. So that's the reason I liked it. I didn't hear much Marshmello. It was just one artist, which is the artist I already like. That's why I listened to it. But if it's Marshmello like making a song with like an artist or by himself, and it sounds like Marshmello, I can't like it because his sound just isn't it for me. That's an opinion, obviously, but it just ain't. It ain't it.
Opinion, yeah. Cringe.
It ain't it, Chief.
Exactly, dude. Turner's gonna catch
you.
You
don't
have
to have those nowadays, Marshmello. I mean, yeah, like I wish I could say more positive things about Marshmello because I love the guy. Like I don't know him personally. I love his music. You know, what I will say that both of them have kept really good secrets about are who they are. Because I think, I think Marshmello got unmasked or he unmasked himself. But I think Alan Walker.
He's not really a mystery. He wears like a face mask or a mouth mask, I guess. Like he wears a COVID mask. He was already prepared for it before it even happened.
Good one.
But I mean, like, he didn't really hide his face. He just hid his mouth. And I think even then, I think his mouth was still exposed as well. So it's not really hiding this
point. Wait, what about the...
I guess.
Yeah.
He used to be a mystery back in the day.
That's the dude with the mouse mask.
These guys were both shrouded in mystery.
What was his name again? Yeah,
Dead that mouse. Dude.
Who?
What about him?
Dead. Yeah, I was about to say that. I was about to say dead five. Something five. Did he get unmasked?
Minecraft used to advertise.
Yeah, he's been unmasked for like 3-4 years, I think.
I didn't. I feel like he was like, he was like Marshmallow. Well, Marshmallow. I feel like he was like a failed version of Marshmallow. Like he kind of reminds me of Marshmallow, but Marshmallow just did it correctly. You know, he did it more. He did it where he could. You know.
What do you mean?
Where he kind of like modernized it. So it kind of got popular. Like he got popular because it was a little modernized, but it was still good. Like alone, that kind of, you know, I don't know. He gives me that vibe.
I mean, Deadmau5 makes music that's he fair. Likes. He doesn't care if people don't it or whatnot. I'm saying that's what like. Why is there a name that's outside? Anyway, that's what I like about artists that don't care about what the general point is or what makes them famous. They keep the what they like to make. Even if it dies out, they still make it because that's what they like to make. And with Marshmello, he kept making like the same type of music with the same type of kick and snare and same type of flow. And with barely like little to no change in his music, in my opinion, to the point where it just got super old. It was like he's making the same thing.
Well, to be honest, did he even make like a lot of music?
Yeah, he made a lot of music.
What the was that?
Marshmello has a lot. Like if we're just talking about, like,
I don't know. Music, I've only listened to like two of his songs, and that's it for Marshmello. I think it was Alone, and then some other song. I didn't
like he I think he makes something called, I think it's called Trappy Mix. I don't remember just the style he makes. And I'm saying, like, honestly, with his style, like, I think some of the songs are good. It's just that the trap part I just can't get by. I don't know. I feel like
everything
some of the songs
is
are good,
trap
you know?
Trap remix.
Like, yeah, it's like a trap
remix.
I'm saying, like, it's the same style, but there's no like real like change up or like attempt to change it. It's kind of just keeping the same style, even though it's.
Well, to be honest, I think that's the trademark of just this music generation. I think that's just the trademark of it. I feel like it's gonna change soon.
I want it to change. Like, music in general is something like that's so amazing, you know. Like regardless of what genre you listen to, you can't, like, music is just an awesome.
Yeah, genre. It's gonna change though. It's gonna change.
I love
probably
it.
In the next few years.
I love it. But right now, it hasn't gotten like some, like, most of the genres I listen to, like rock, not rock. Well, yeah, I can say rock because all the older stuff is really good. Like, while rock hasn't changed, to me, it's in a good spot. But unfortunately, it does lose some of its popularity and get outshined by other things. But like genres like rap, stuff like that, like, it's not getting better. Some of it's getting worse. Some of it's staying in the same place. And some of it's okay. There's nothing. Boom, instant classic. You know, you have those things in the summer, the fall, the winter, spring, where, or whatever, where, yeah, it pops off then.
Well, to be honest, you know? isn't like the whole time that rap was on mainstream, isn't it like the shortest out of like the whole like music genre that's been on the radio or mainstream? Like, isn't it like the shortest one out of all? Like back then, like early 2000s, late 2000s, like, wasn't it just full of pop? Like pop or like rock? It was more just
like
that for 11 years. Yeah. And rap has only been on mainstream for like what, 6-7 years, I feel, but it's gonna end soon because I mean, it's, people are getting tired of it.
I'm getting tired of it. It's just, I don't enjoy listening to it. Like, I find myself, like, when I listen to, like, a new rap song that whoever artist came out with, I just don't enjoy it. And I, like, for actual days now, I just re-listen to the same old songs, like old Eminem, new Eminem, T.I., B.O.B., like, all the old guys, because they're good. Like, they were awesome. It's just not fun to listen to the new stuff anymore.
What genre haven't we done? Classical.
We did EDM / disco or dubstep.
Yeah, we did.
Did rap. Did hip. Well,
I mean, we kind of already did. So I mean, there's not really. Why don't we go to pop?
Okay.
Like
what is pop? I have a hard, like, I listen to.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of like a mixture. Pop is like a mixture of, like, kind of similar to, like, it's just, it's like EDM, something similar to EDM and rock. Something similar to that. I don't know. It's kind of like a weird mixture. I don't know how to describe it.
You know what I'll do? I'll use this great tool. Pop. Called YouTube.
I just think I don't know. When I think of pop, I just think of what's it called? Like early 2010s, like what's it called?
Wow. Beyonce? Okay. Oh my goodness, all these songs. I thought these were hip hop. I'm stupid. But geez,
Lady
I'm
Gaga.
Looking at all these songs.
Yeah, that's
like,
the one I was talking
Lady
about.
Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, Airplanes,
mm-hmm.
Old Adele, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift. I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Selena Gomez, Swift.
Nelly, Just a Dream, Firework, Katy Perry. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
a little bit of that. Justin Bieber, Baby. Old Drake, Avicii. Flow Rider.
Oh, yeah, Maroon Republic. 5.
Like, Maroon 5. Maroon it does. 5 is a perfect. Does Maroon 5 count as a band? Okay. Maroon. Oh, they don't make rock music, but still. Maroon 5 is like that example of something that.
I haven't heard of Maroon 5.
Even their new music is actually pretty good.
Like, the new music. I haven't heard their new.
When I say new music, I mean music that was made relatively. You know, recent.
What about
Move Glad You Came? That was an instant
classic. I like to move.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That was huge.
I used to know
somebody
that I used to know.
Somebody.
Those are actually good. I like those.
Like those were good. And that guy's was a sneaky.
Don't do that ever again.
Future duo career as singers.
Somebody
that I used to know. Somebody that I used to know. what's his name? What's the guy that made Hammer Time? That was a good song.
Yeah, Marcel's jealous that he doesn't have the vocal cords like us.
Marcel, I feel so bad.
I don't want them.
He's being a tsundere right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm tired.
Are you tired, dude? It's only been 1 hour.
How am I tired? Because I've been quiet for like 30 minutes.
Bro, the date just started.
Speak.
I don't know what to talk about.
Somebody.
Okay. How about this? What? Okay, we're talking about pop music. Right
now. I'll listen to pop.
Have you listened to at least one song of pop?
You don't listen to pop.
Yeah, obviously. I have
which
on the
one
radio.
Was it?
Oh, look at this. You want a PM? You want an AM? Wait, no. How did it go? Wait, how does that meme go? Hold up. Do you want PM or M?
You want a PM?
M or FM?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Do you want M or FM?
Well, yeah, London, London was.
All right, my bad. Okay, what happened, though? What happened? What was the question?
What are you going to say about pop?
Can you give
I really can't. I don't listen to much pop. I listen to it, but I'd have listened to it before, but it's not like exactly.
You haven't listened.
I don't listen to it.
All right, next one. Next one.
Okay. That's like me. Yeah.
Oh yeah. What are the two good ones?
Like, there, even a little bit.
Don't worry.
Which
one? About a thing. This is a good song and I can't remember it. It was Bombay. Something like that.
My grandpa is Jamaican, so I kind of every time I go over his house, he's
Trinidadian. That was such a guy. That's my favorite, dude. Like hands down.
Okay.
Oh, and the Murder She Wrote.
What was that one? What was that one Murder song in Jumanji?
Murder She Wrote. Murder She Wrote. Murder She. Okay, wait. What the one in Jumanji? Oh, it was a Welcome to the Jungle. That's the one you're talking about, right? Welcome to the jungle.
No.
Dunno.
Ooh, baby, I
can
love
we just sing
you,
the Bunny Girl Senpai?
I love song. That song.
No, I'd rather go to sleep.
That's not right. All right, boys, we're gonna.
Jesus
Christ. No, we're gonna keep going. Keep going.
Holy. Yeah.
Ow!
No, and even if I, because I have to edit the audio anyway, even if I take out that part where we were like just being idiots and trying to start it.
Oh, leave it at 69.
Like 69.
This was a short notice podcast.
Wait, before we end it,
so what? Like you hit me up out of nowhere. It's like, yo, join BC. I'm like, what you want? Podcast? I'm like, what? Nah, bro. Oh, bro. I was watching anime.
I mean, you got a point. Why are you sleeping
so
early?
Why are you sleeping so early?
Oh, Dom's got a point. Why are you sleeping so early?
All right.
No. The thing is, I stayed up all night. Like I went to sleep at like 4 o'clock and woke up at like 7. I got no sleep.
No school today.
Exactly. I ain't getting none. I just woke up. I mean, I didn't just wake up. I woke up at 8. I've been up since. And I was watching anime. I was sleeping on my bed. And then you hit me up. I was like, oh, podcast? What? I just did it.
Wait, can I just say before? Can I just say that Mozart did a lot of bangers?
He did do a lot of
bangers. Beethoven too? Yeah.
That is true. Well, we should be like the first... We should be the
We gotta make classical music.
I'd be a god on that. Either the violin or the cello.
Put me on the bass.
Bro, put me on the recorder, bro.
The bass, Project.
Yeah, actually, I did play bass. I think 2 years ago.
Project.
Not in elementary and high school. In high school.
2 years
in
ago.
High school.
School.
Freshman year. All right. Ciao.
I'm gonna end the episode here, boys.
I don't know.
Ciao. Hope you guys enjoyed. I don't know what we're gonna talk about next episode. Oh, never mind. I know what we're gonna talk about next episode.
Animals.
Strange animals.
An hour plus conversation on the animals.
Yeah, we're talking about animals, man. No. Okay, you know what? We'll talk about animals. We'll talk about juices, Marcel. You know, we can both
talk about foods. Like, this time. All right, bet. I'm down to talk about food while I'm eating some food.
Bets. I already had myself a big ass burger.
See, like, I'm already hungry, bro. I'm about to eat after this.
But you probably chomp on
no, Marcel. Quick. No, please,
burger.
Please, Marcel. Please.
All right, guys.
Bye, bye.